This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we meet some ancient flint knappers. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. The term Stone Age echoes in our ears from childhood. Our early images of cavemen, hairy cartoon figures with big clubs, has undergone successive refinement as we've learned more about the Mesolithic and Neolithic eras, the development of agriculture, weaving, pottery, housebuilding, and more. Yet the word stone lingers, or its Greek antecedent lithos, for this period is defined by stoneworking, and since it lasted for 2.5 million years, we might well ask just how stoneworking advanced over that time. The earliest stoneworking consisted of breaking rocks to form simple hammers and scrapers. A shallow piece broken off a rock will have a sharp edge that can be used, say, to scrape leather. But artisans of the later Mesolithic era would flake chips off slabs of hard, brittle materials like flint, chert, obsidian, and chalcedony. They formed amazingly delicate knives and spearheads. That skill has come to be known as flint knapping. Flint knappers might wrap the hand that held the flint in leather for protection. With the other hand, they'd press a stone or bone implement into the edge of the slab to remove small chips, leaving behind a slightly serrated, viciously sharp cutting edge. Sometimes they'd shape that part on the surface of a larger core slab, then fracture it loose from the core. The result shows scallops on one side and is smooth on the other. Those techniques are called pressure flaking, since carefully increasing pressure breaks the precise flake loose in the precise place. Until recently, we thought such skills had arisen in the past 20,000 or so years. The Clovis culture of early Native Americans is one whose people made distinctive spearheads. Their graceful curves formed a profile like that of a Buck Rogers spaceship. And speaking of spaceships, here's a time capsule for us to ponder. Anthropologists have been working for over 2 decades at Blombos Cave on the south coast of South Africa. That site has repeatedly upset archaeological timelines. Blombos' latest revelation is that Africans not only did this highly refined flint knapping, they'd added another wrinkle as well. They'd found that, by heat-treating a form of silica called silcrete, they could form just the hard, brittle material they needed for spear points. The catch is, the people who lived in and around Blombos Cave did so in a remarkably distant past, between 75 and 80,000 years ago. That long ago, they were doing pressure flaking and heat treating to create truly artistic forms. I've spoken before about the Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's court problem, the idea that if we were placed in some remote past, we'd have far less than we might think to tell our forebears. Well, I guess we might indeed be humbled by the highly honed ability of these ancient technologists. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.